I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is. We just lost another one.
I was just going to say, we lost.
I know it, I know.
We lost a Cinema Classic.
Sam Shepard.
That's right.
I don't know many actors who also won a Pulitzer Prize. Barry Child was his great play. At 6 feet two, he seems like he's 6 feet eight. Gave you the impression he was from the Wild West, and he wasn't.
Right.
But he was just that kind of craggy-faced loner, maybe outsider, nominated for an Oscar for playing Chuck Yeager. The
maybe
right stuff.
Remains his best role. I was always thinking, like, Sam Shepard, why wasn't he a bigger movie star? Why didn't he get, you know, those parts that, especially after playing Chuck Yeager, that would have made him a household name or a box office draw? He was right. Never a household name nor a box office
That's
draw.
Correct. Ironically enough, the film that will be coming out, he is headlining, about a female photographer. Now, do you think it's because he really didn't care that much?
Maybe his origins as a playwright might have kept him a little less inclined to go after the bigger roles.
Yes.
But he was always interesting to watch.
More recently, in Midnight Special, where he played the cult leader, Calvin
yeah.
Meyer, he was in Out of the Furnace in 2013. I think he was nominated for an Oscar, and he played the older brother.
Mm-hmm. He was also featured prominently in the recent Netflix series, Bloodline.
One that fit him perfectly was a general with a big cigar in Black Hawk Down.
See how he quietly amassed this filmography, just like his persona, quiet.
Yes.
Gruff.
Right.
Soft-spoken. Sometimes very sweet. You remember he was in Baby Boom, the Diane Keaton? He was the country doctor that she falls in love with?
Oh, the one in my heart, 1992, was Thunderheart. Not all of his plays were made into films.
Mm-hmm.
There are two of them that I can think of made into films that you might remember.
Yeah.
The first one would be Fool for Love.
I know the play.
All right. And then Paris, Texas. That's with Harry Dean Stanton. Came right after Right Stuff. So
uh-huh.
1983.
Okay.
Right Stuff in 1984.
A movie we cannot fail to mention. Days of Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Terrence Malick's romantic, lyrical film with Richard Gere.
You bet.
Remember that? You know, falling in love with, I think it was Brooke Adams that's in that movie with him. And it's, wow, just what a powerhouse movie.
What a beautifully photographed, and who could fit better? By a farmer?
Farmer, yeah. Maybe the best thing he's ever been in.
Yeah. Other things that he wrote that weren't made into films, mm-hmm. True West, of course, was a play that he made into a TV movie. Here's one that passed me by. Last year, a film of Barry Child, starring Ed Harris, I knew nothing about.
Probably Ed Harris didn't know about it either.
You know what? Isn't Ed?
Probably somebody came to Ed Harris and said, hey, you realize that you started in this adaptation of so many films produced these days? More films than ever?
Maybe like this one just went straight to video.
Perhaps, yeah. Or
he was in 2013 in what I thought to be a fine play made into an okay movie, August Osage County. He was the dad.
The guy definitely did not stop working. He worked.
You wouldn't look at this filmography. I got a couple pages of this.
Yeah.
So. For me, I want to close by saying, no other artist has ever won 10 Obies for writing and directing.
Wow.
Than Sam Shepard.
Wow.
How about
10?
10.
Man. Boy, this guy, see, and he didn't crow about it.
No.
He wasn't out there. He just quietly appeared in nearly every film ever made.
And I think, I think, in addition to, he was associated with several women, most famously with Jessica Lange, several years. And I thought that was one cool
Surely
combination.
Surely must have been in a...
We're going to miss.
Yeah.
At least you and I are going to miss.
Well, I will miss him. I always like to see his face pop up. I knew I was in for some quiet, effective acting. He was also featured prominently in the recent Netflix series, Bloodline.
Oh.
Where he was the angry patriarch.
Oh.
With some dark secrets.
Well, that's interesting. Great.
Yeah.
And for those of us who are watching our video, if they can see the image I have up here.
Yeah, I can't see it. What is it?
He looks like hell.
Oh, does he?
And so he's the craggy guy I would have expected would have gone out of this life looking terribly disturbed, distant, and thoughtful.
Yeah.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.